Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Oh, there it is.
Don't make that face.
Welcome, 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 everybody.
Okay.
To the Roarcast.
The Roarcast podcast, technically.
Oh, that's right.
How dare you? You see, you messed up the first part, like two episodes ago. You messed up their name. And now you're messing up our name.
I'm not going to mess up our friends' names today. I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yep.
I don't trust you.
Sammy.
Okay, right? Correct.
Yes.
Clayton.
Correct.
See, right on.
What's my name?
What is your name today?
Today.
Name's Lauren Porter.
Thank you.
The host with the most, who's been here since episode number one.
I know.
We're on now episode
30.
30. You guys are episode 30.
Mm-hmm. This is a monumental experience.
Yeah, can we, you get some claps? No, that's not it. Wrong one. Nope. Nope.
Okay,
no,
Lauren,
it's this one.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
We need these labeled.
Totally.
I think that's our biggest thing is we need them labeled.
I'm just glad you didn't hit the crickets because that thing lasts like 30
seconds.
Minutes. It's forever. No, it's 30 minutes. It's forever.
It's not 30 minutes, but okay.
Oh, okay.
I know it may feel like it, but.
I'm exhausted, Lauren.
Why are you exhausted?
It's been a long week.
You know, it really has. For some reason, 4-day weeks are always the worst for me.
Because we had a snow day this week.
We did. It was on Monday. I was very thankful because I had a business law test on Monday, and then it got moved to Friday, and I had all week to study.
I don't know if I like that, though.
No, I don't, because now I'm procrastinating my studying, and I haven't studied, and it's Thursday night, so tonight I'm pulling an all-nighter to study.
I don't know. That's not healthy.
Okay.
We talked about this.
We did talk about this. We have, what was it, how many seconds in the day?
I don't remember. That's math. I have to go back and look at my notes. Okay. Check out the episode where we talk about time management.
I don't know. It was like 36 something.
It's like episode 28.
29? Can you do math?
Check
okay,
it out.
On. 60 minutes times 12 is 720 times 60. So 43,200 seconds in a day. So I'm going to use all of those.
To study?
To study. Well, I've gone to class and I'm doing this, which technically isn't studying, but... You know, it's about the effort.
Osmosis.
Exactly.
Your book's near you. It's just seeping into your mind.
I just need an A, okay? That's all I need.
For you, I will manifest an A. I'm going to throw it out there in the universe.
Hey, we manifested.
Lauren's getting an A.
We manifested my internship, so
it's
mean,
true.
It does work.
Hey, everybody. Lauren got an internship with a really cool place called Glimmer Glass. Yep. It's in Cooperstown, New York.
Wow, look at you go.
This summer. It's going to be amazing. She is going to be doing events and marketing.
Just events.
But it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. See, I care.
Thank you. And I feel the caring. Now, speaking of caring, there is a whole group of people who are there to care for you. And you know what that is called?
Fraternity and sorority life.
Wow. That was very loud.
That was a great segue, though.
That really, I know, right? Look at me go. So... Clayton and Sammy are here to talk about FSL, Fraternity and Sorority Life recruitment, happening for the winter season. So, welcome, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, can you guys tell us a little bit about what sorority and fraternity is doing when it comes to recruitment this season?
Yeah. So, on the sorority side of things, we each pick 2 days out of the recruitment week, which is going to be February 13th through the 17th. Each organization takes 2 days where they do arts and crafts, game nights, education about our philanthropies, our fundraisers, and just events we do around campus all together.
So, Sammy, can you, if I was somebody who knew nothing about Lindenwood, right, and like I just started this semester as an incoming first-year student, what sororities do we have? Like, what are the sororities and fraternities, and what are they all about, and how does that work?
Yeah, our three sororities are Delta Zeta, Phi Sigma Sigma, and Tri Sigma. All of them each kind of have their own values that describe what they are, and those are pretty much the core of what the sorority is. But I know for quite a few of them, we base them in friendship, caring, love, and just kind of all being there for each other is the big foundation of it.
Awesome. And Clayton, what about fraternity life? What is that looking like?
Yeah, so we're really excited this semester. We have Delta Tau Delta, which I'm a little impartial to, being from there. We also have Phi Delta Theta and Phi Lambda Chi. This year for recruitment, we're doing two different things. We're just kind of like the sororities. We have our week at the end of February where we're starting off with an info night and a kickback, which is at the amphitheater. Then each fraternity gets, we get hour slots across the rest of the week to do things. Like we're going to laser tag, another group is going to Top Golf, things like that. Delta's also doing something really cool this semester. We made our own week, kind of a pre-rush week where we get to hang out, meet some of the guys and do some fun events on our own. But very similar to sororities where our values among the three definitely focused on community service, philanthropy, and building that brotherhood among us.
That's awesome. I do, for those of you who like don't know much about the sororities and fraternities here, they're not like the movies. One, they don't have their house, so they can't do what you see on movies, like giant parties with cops having to, like, stop it. That doesn't happen
here. Kegs aren't rolling down the street.
No, well. This isn't. Oh, calm down.
Only for those that are over the age of 21. 20 years old, that are 21 years old and older, that are legal to drink.
Exactly. But it is not like the movies. So if you are scared, just ask people what it's like to be in a sorority or fraternity here. They'll happily answer you. They love talking about it. Sometimes it's their whole personality.
You want me to get all geeky on you and tell you, like, retention numbers for students are higher for students that are...
No.
Okay, well,
that's actually a true fact.
Students that are involved in fraternity and sorority life tend to stay at Lindenwood than students that aren't in that type of experience. So being involved is really, really important. And it appears to be that fraternity and sorority life is the place to be here on campus to really find a community in lots of ways. So I guess, you know, you were talking about recruitment and recruitment falls, but I also know there's a real difference in how recruitment works for sororities versus how that works for fraternities. Do you all want to just kind of pull the curtain back just a little bit without breaking your oaths and tell us how that kind of works?
Yeah, so ours is actually very different in the spring than it is in the fall. So when most people think of recruitment, they think of the fall one where we have a day to just meet everybody, a day to talk about our kind of sisterhood events that we host within us and with other sororities. Then you have a day to talk about the philanthropy that you give your money to, and then you have a day to do ritual stuff. And it's very in line. You're running around campus the whole time. That's not what spring recruitment is. This is what we call the informal version of that. So there's no, you can't be reaching out at all times. We could actually start recruiting people now if we wanted to and having them start signing bids now. But we all decided that we'd like to have some kind of structured recruitment just so that the girls who are deciding to join can go to all three sororities, see what all of them are about, and meet people from all three. So this one's just kind of, go do the activities. I know my sorority personally has been inviting people out to go to athletic events with us. So just things like that instead. It's more of the come meet us, come see what we're about, and then decide if you want to join after the activities.
That's fun.
Sort of like the sororities, we do something like that. But even in the fall, we are very different.
Yes.
structure is not something that comes naturally to our fraternities, and we love them for it. We have one night that's all about information, and the rest is kind of a free-for-all. So unlike where we, you know, get together, we talk about things, we go do laser tag, we do bumper cars, and that's kind of how we get to... We focus more on the brotherhood element about that while sharing information rather than, you know, seeing if you like our values. It's a little crazy, but it's a lot of fun for us. This year, definitely, we're having more structural than usual. I'm going to shout out to Melissa Bittinger, the new FSL coordinator. For us guys, we have a whole week, and we have time slots, kind of like we have in the fall. But definitely no requirements of when to reach out to people, or we could sign bids now. Unlike the girls, where you guys are going out to athletic events, we're a little bit more shy. We kind of invite people back to our chat room and play video games at night or watch movies. But same theory.
Same idea in the end.
So back to what Lauren said, it's not like you see on the movies?
No, not at all.
Apparently, they just watch movies and play video games.
Hey, you know what? Have a lot of fun.
I'm in.
I mean, we do have a pretty fun time at formals, but...
Yes, okay, formals.
Formals are fun.
Yes.
Formals definitely. Are fun.
So I think that's really interesting, and I know that fall is crazy for you guys when it comes to recruitment, and you often get a lot of members through, like, the orientation experience, for one thing. Yeah. So I'm gonna throw out a challenge to you all. I would love to see more fraternity and sorority involvement in move-in day.
I was saying the same thing.
Wear your letters, be there, moving people in because
or B square.
It was what, B there or B square. Because I remember when I moved into college, and that's who moved me in. And I went to Southeast Missouri State. So, and like the fraternities were the guys carrying all my stuff. And then that night they were like, hey, we're going to have, you know, a cornhole tournament. Why don't you come on over? And then, you know, go-kart racing and stuff like that. So it was, it started at Move-In. And I think that's something that Lindenwood really, really needs here.
It's so crazy you mentioned that because we were just talking about that in our strategy meeting. I can at least talk about for Delt. We have a lot of our members interested in being line leaders, helping people move in, but also looking for creative ways that we can be involved during NSO week outside of line leaders as well. So buckle up for this fall because we're gonna be there.
Well, and I'm gonna tell you a secret. Ready for this? Welcome this year is gonna be in Highland Arena.
Well, now I'm excited. Oh,
we're gonna hype
that's
it.
New.
We're gonna hype it up. It's going to be a huge pep rally, and I'm all for the fraternities and sororities to be there in full force if you all want to be in there to spread some spirit and to get crazy and loud.
Yeah.
So
we're
think
good
about
at being
that.
Crazy and loud.
We are very good at that. Yes.
Just look at lip sync battles.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good time.
You were the judge.
I know.
Your comments still make me giggle.
Here's the deal. We got to go on a tangent real quick, right? So they do a lip sync battle during Spirit Week, right? On Lindenwood's campus, which is really, really awesome.
All the sororities and fraternities compete with each other. It's really entertaining.
Right. So one of the events is lip sync battle. Okay. And I got asked to be a judge. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll do this. Right. Not knowing until I sat down to be a judge that night that I had to give commentary after every single one of the performances. I was not prepared for that. So midway through, we were making the decision that who was going to be Simon Cowell, who was going to be the different judges from American Idol. So
who are you?
I think I was like the Paula Abdul, like from the original or the Randy Jack. No, I was Randy Jackson from the original crew.
Yes, because yeah. You know what? My favorite.
Oh, wow.
You look, okay? It's winter. My favorite comment from you ever was, "You go, girls." I was like laughing my butt off. I was like, this is hilarious. Like you were comically like American Idol.
That's good because I thought I sounded like bad dad jokes all night long. But that's who I am anyway. So.
It really is.
Yeah, thanks.
It's okay.
Back to fraternity and sorority life. Where do we find out information about this? Like if I'm out there again and I'm just starting or I'm like, you know what? I didn't do it in the fall, but I want to do it in the spring. Where can I find out info?
So many places. So definitely. Obviously every bulletin board, PHA and IFC on Instagram or the different chapters.
Yeah.
And then Involve You or the new My Lindenwood app or honestly Smoke Signals because we're going to be out in force tabling. So
Carrier Pigeons, Magic Owls.
And if you see anybody with Greek letters on, come up and ask. I mean, I know I'd be willing to give you information on the street anytime.
Oh, yeah, same. I mean, and I know a lot of us would, especially those of us that are recruitment directors and on executive boards. A lot of people think those ones are going to be the ones that are intimidating. No, we're the ones that want to talk about it 24/7, and we'd be more than happy to sit down and have a conversation with anybody.
Exactly.
Cool. So I'm just thinking, right, because I'm scared, and I'm not sure I want to come to the event because y'all going to be prissy or you're going to be stuck up and arrogant, right?
Obviously.
But give me an idea of what the makeup is of the people that are a part of your groups.
Do you have like, introverts, extroverts?
Yeah. What both? Majors do you have?
I've seen everybody. I have honestly seen, I think one of the things that, especially this year, we're really trying to stress is that we are not your stereotypical, what you imagine sororities and fraternities. I mean, you think when you see the sororities being posted everywhere, everybody looks the same, acts the same, is the same major, same degree pass.
Same type of blonde.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I don't think we see that here. It's not what you think, honestly. We see every degree path. We see every kind of person. We've got extroverts and introverts, and we have everywhere in between. So
definitely. I say that the fraternities, at least on this campus, and I know Delt, but also all the other ones as well, we're very diverse in all the meanings of the word. I mean, we have people from all four colleges. We have guys who are, you know, the stereotypical frat guy. They're a business major. They wear their baseball cap backwards, and, you know, they're proud of it. Then we also have people who are in labs 3 days a week who, when we're down in the chapter room, we have our study nights, and we're doing joint flashcards with one another. We have people from all walks of life, you know. And it's really fun because for fraternities, if you're whatever background you are, I guarantee you when you walk into a recruitment week, you're going to find a guy almost exactly like you. I did. It was almost scarily how similar we were to one another, but it's a lot of fun. And definitely, at least I know our rush events are very designed to be fun. So it's not that formal atmosphere that you have to worry about. It's come shoot us with lasers. It's going to be a good time.
I know. I find that funny. Like, that sounds entertaining. Like, if I were to... I don't do sorority and fraternity, I'm going to be honest, because I do theater, and that is 24/7, like no breaks. I was at the Scheidegger Center until midnight last night, and I'm tired, and I just don't have time.
Are you an international thespian?
We've already talked about this. I went to International Thespian Festival. I got a superior.
Way to go.
I know, I'm phenomenal.
Golf clap.
Thank
you. What? Oh, snaps. What do you guys do in the theater? What works best?
Clapping, you weirdo. What is up with the golf clap? That's not a thing.
Sure it is. It's
that's
just
like
a, just no, a gentle clap without being like.
That reminds me of like, good job,
where'd
sweetie.
Where'd it go? Yeah.
That sounds like the stereotypical frat. It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
Or if you really want to learn how to do that, go to Uproar. They'll teach you. Mm-hmm. They love that.
Shout
type
out to
of
our friends at Uproar.
Hey, what's their name?
Dylan and Spencer.
Oh my gosh, look at you.
I messed up Dylan's name so bad the last time Dylan was in here.
It was really entertaining. And I was like, I'm going to see how long it will take
Dylan
him.
Was awesome about it. And it's great. So check it out. We did a episode just recently with the Uproar.
Yeah.
But so back to fraternity and sorority life real quick. I just want to ask you guys, what is your most favorite thing about being in a fraternity or sorority?
I'm going to have to think about that one. I don't know.
I would have to say, it's going to sound a little stereotypical, but definitely the brotherhood aspect. Being amongst guys from all walks of life, you never know what's going to happen. But like last night, one of our guys, he had a hockey game at 10 o'clock at night, and no other player had people come for them. But we were there in full force. And that just kind of describes the fraternity mentality, that if you need something, we're always going to be there. For us, if it's a study night, you need help studying, I'll sacrifice my time to go through flashcards with you. If you're having a rough day and you need someone to talk to or someone to grab dinner with, or, you know, you need to have a group therapy session in the chapter room with a good movie in the background, we're always there. And we brand ourselves as your home away from home, your family that you get to choose, because we are. We say it, and sometimes people joke, but we really do love each other very much.
It's awesome.
Honestly, ours is very similar to that, except replace it with sisterhood. I don't know. We all have our group chats where we can just randomly text each other, and it can be, there's usually one for serious things and one for more just your fun things. And it'll be random things like, anybody want to go to dinner? Or, I had a rough day. You want to do something? Or let's go study at the library. And there's always going to be somebody who shows up as well. And just knowing that you have that group of people to surround yourself with, it makes being away from the life that you had before college a lot easier, honestly. It makes it easier to leave home and not be homesick. And just like also being able to, I personally think, give back to communities, because we have philanthropy hours that we're required to do, where we go participate in events to raise money for the charities that we support. Or we have community service hours where you have to go out and just pick a place and serve the community, essentially. And I mean, being able to donate the time and money is, I think, a huge component here. And it's something that definitely is very beneficial.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, leadership, friendship, and service is what I'm hearing, right? And
yes.
That's really, really cool. And what I think is really cool about fraternity and sorority life too is that you hold each other accountable. Accountable kind of sounds sometimes like a really harsh word, but you're there for each other. There's a support group there. I mean, whether it be academically, emotionally, whatever that might be, you've got that brotherhood and sisterhood there, people to lean on, a community to go to. If you need, some fans at 10 o'clock at night at a hockey game, or if you need somebody to just have a conversation with about how the day is going, or want to have some fun and just have a conversation, right? So I think that's really, really cool. How are we doing on time, Lauren?
We're doing good. I was going to say, so there, this is the musical theater person in me. There is a musical called How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And there was a specific song that I was thinking of when you were talking about brotherhood. I'll just say the lyrics. It says, there is a brotherhood of men, a beloved brotherhood of men, a noble tie that binds all human hearts and minds into one brotherhood of man. That should be your theme song.
I'll pitch that exec. We do lip sync, but I don't know. Actually, we did Deltmas this year. I don't know if you heard about that, but we recorded a Christmas album.
I'm still waiting for that.
It's on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon.
Okay, check it out.
I did not participate. I was busy, air quotes, that week. But everybody else chipped in.
What's it called?
It's Deltmas by Delta Tau Delta.
Deltmas.
And apparently our national CEO heard it and commented on our conference.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good times right there. Deltmas.
Okay. I'll send you the link. Yeah, you'll have to send me the link. You know what? We'll somehow send it out because I feel like everyone in the universe needs to listen to that, especially with the type of people you have. I think it would be really entertaining.
Yeah.
Tell me about this. Like, have you heard it?
I have heard it. So it's been a long time coming. Former President Zachary Beal has been pushing this for as long as I've been a member. And it finally came to fruition with our new member, Hayden Langston. And we set up a recording, and it's, you know, all your classic Christmas songs with a healthy Delta Tau Delta twist.
You know what?
Ruin Christmas for everyone, Clayton? Is that what you're saying?
I would say ruin, but it definitely enhances the experience of the time.
All right, we'll go with that.
Here's the thing, though. We need a theme song. So maybe we just have them do us a theme song.
I'm not going there.
You want someone else, trust me.
No, I feel like that'd be so entertaining. We just have all these random people just like singing about the Roarcast podcast. If they're able to do it with the Delts, they could do it with the Roarcast podcast.
It's true.
We can make it a joint FSL thing.
It's an idea.
Yeah, get all the fraternities and sororities in to do your theme song.
Yes. I wonder what we'll have a conference. We'll talk.
Yeah.
Because we need a theme song. Like, that is something we need.
We have a lot of people in theater and music and tech that can work things.
There you go. Oh, my gosh.
Real experience, real success.
Exactly.
Obviously. Right, because guess what? This is real experience. And this is sometimes real success. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes we succeed and sometimes we fail.
I guess we'll know after we listen to the adult song.
No, we'll see if that's real success. I have a good feeling about it, though.
I'm glad you do.
Do you not?
No, I do. I feel I'm going to feel the joy ooze from the speakers.
Especially in February.
Our adult friends.
We'll play. So we have a speaker in the office that I consistently play music on. It's glorious. I have a good morning playlist. It's all my happy songs. And I think we should just 24/7 listen to the Deltmas.
Just keep it on loop.
24/7. Especially during sophomore and freshman council. It will drive everyone insane, and I am here for it.
Okay, no.
Vito.
But we can give it a listen. Let's do that.
Okay.
But I think this is a challenge for the sororities now.
I know.
What are y'all going to bring? That. What's the tri-sigs going to bring?
Ooh, Valentine's Day.
I don't know.
It's too soon.
All right, fine.
Yeah, we need more time. Maybe Easter.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah, you take over Easter, they take over Christmas.
Yeah, maybe we'll take Easter.
Okay. Are there Easter songs, though?
No.
We're going to write them.
Oh.
Ooh, April Fool's Day. No one celebrates April Fool's Day. It's a great holiday.
Is there a song for that, too?
May Day. You could celebrate May Day.
What the heck is
May Day? Will we be in school?
May Day. Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's just the first day of May, but what does that mean?
Okay.
By the way, today's Groundhog Day.
Yeah, it is. No one cares.
Things saw a shadow.
May Day. It did see a shadow. May Day is a wonderful holiday where basically people make baskets and they drop them off on people's porches with candy, gifts, whatever. And technically, it was for people who had crushes on someone. So my birthday's on May
1st. I think this is only in Nebraska.
No, it's not. It's not. It's a holiday. I promise. So basically, people, like, if I had a crush on someone, I would knock on their door, leave a basket, and then run away. Now, if they caught me, then I would have to give them a kiss or a hug. And if they didn't catch me, then they didn't catch me. Like, that's the game. This is a thing. No one seems to know about this holiday. But
yeah, that was called Ding Dong Ditch when I was younger.
Yeah, there's an actual holiday. We didn't
want to be caught.
Oh, no, we want to be caught.
Yeah, well, interesting. We're going to look this up. We're going to Google it.
I'm right. Trust me, it's my birthday. I know about this day.
I have no doubt that Lauren Porter researched May Day.
Oh, my. Okay, the cover, though? Sorry, Clinton just showed us.
Oh, my gosh, you have your own cover.
I know, we're pretty cool.
Play us a little something in the mic there.
Royalty.
Okay. Yeah. You're
the 12 days of Don't Miss.
So far, so good, Clayton.
It's beginning to look a lot like Don't Miss.
Oh, gosh.
It only gets better. Yeah. Oh. Good 17-second teaser for y'all.
Oh, my goodness. It was going so well.
If you want more.
I'll send Laura the link.
Check it out. We'll put it on Insta.
No, we will not.
The other ones, I think, are better.
That's the type of music only moms will love.
People have asked us for a concert. I kid you not.
No.
Yes. I don't know if it's a joke or not, but they want a live concert.
I think it's because it's been a long time in the waiting. I know. Zach's been hyping this up for like 2 years.
I think what's coming next, I just see it. I'm feeling this. I'm envisioning it. You guys are going to do this calendar thing, aren't you?
You joke, yes. But yeah.
I knew it. This is right up that
all proceeds go to JDRF. Yeah, that's the goal.
Oh my.
Well, is that what you're going to sell at DataDelt?
Yes.
Your calendars? Your
calendars?
That's what we're doing.
There it is.
Okay, so during DataDelt, basically, they sell themselves for money for diabetes for kids.
It's an auction.
Sorry, yeah. It's an auction.
So it's Let's rephrase this.
It's like a beauty pageant, ish. So what happens is you go to the front of the room, you do a talent. It's all for JDRF. It's our Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, our philanthropy. And then people bid to go out on a group date with you.
Or a single date.
It's supposed to be a group date, but yes, there
it's
are single dates.
It's by volunteer
that
only.
It
too,
is by
for
volunteer
anybody
only.
Concerned.
It's a really fun atmosphere. There's food, really there's music, there's raffles, and then you get to watch the rest of us guys make fools of ourselves on a stage. So I say come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great event.
You will see every fraternity and sorority life organization there bidding on people. It is a huge thing every year.
I think we hit 5,000 this last year. One night.
That's right. You go.
Yeah,
no. See, and here's the thing.
Can't wait for this calendar.
You just wait.
I'll give you $5,000 not to make it.
Deal.
Justin, you don't have $5,000 to spend.
I don't.
You have children and a family house and a car you just bought.
That's true.
It's a very nice car.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
It's giant. It's huge and red, like bright red, like fire truck red.
Oh, wow.
It's a blazer.
It's stunning.
I like it.
You like it. Yeah.
Bruce is his name.
Honestly, here's my idea though. So when you do DataDelt, just have the calendars with the person as like, so then everyone gets a calendar, whoever bids.
Instead of like the rows that we usually do?
Yeah, do a calendar.
I'll pitch it.
You'll pitch it.
I'm just the secretary. I just take the minutes.
Well, guess what you can do as secretary and taking the minutes?
You can slip it in there.
Yeah, fudge the vote a little. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
So what anything else last thing real quick, anything else people need to know about fraternity sorority life here on campus?
I think one of the big things that people like take as why they can't do fraternity and sorority life is they think there's too much time commitment behind it. But honestly, we are very flexible with people doing other activities on campus as well. Like, I know there is a huge presence of fraternity and sorority life in the admissions office. There's so many student ambassadors, and they're in offices all around campus as well with jobs. We have athletes, we have musicians, we have people in theater. I mean, you'll find people involved in every single activity across the board and still be in fraternity and sorority life. So organizations are flexible. They want you to be multi-involved, and that's something I think people don't really think about, but we are flexible.
Yeah. I'd say 2 years ago, I never would have thought I'd be in a fraternity, let alone on the executive board or sitting on a podcast talking about how much I love it. But seriously, don't let yourselves be intimidated. Come on out. The events are all free. Even if you're just coming to hang out and play some laser tag on the chapter, we'd love to have you out. So seriously, just try it at least one night and see how you like it. Because who knows, you might be sitting here someday.
Awesome. Yeah. And again, the dates for when recruitment is happening is when again?
Sorority is February 13th through the 17th.
Delta is 6th through the 10th, and then fraternities are right after the sororities.
Got it. Awesome.
Perfect. Well, I thank you both for being here and talking to us about fraternity and sorority life here at Lindenwood University. And
real experience, real success.
Okay, no. But yes.
This has been the Roarcast, sponsored by the Office of First Year Programs.
Of course you would talk about the first
shameless
year
program. Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. All right.
Check out the Delts.
Rawr.
On Spotify.